Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930 present The Drive.
We're back and ready to go for this Tuesday, April 2nd. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. We're going to fire up the text line this hour. We've got the machine running and ready to go. 304-396-TALK. That is 304-396-8255. Feel like we're playing a little catch-up. Last couple of days, we were preempted due to other sporting obligations, and of course, that includes baseball action. We were supposed to have some baseball coming up tonight, but I'll start there. Marshall's matchup with Virginia Tech has been postponed. That was set to go off in about an hour. Fortunately, the weather, the bigger news story across the tri-state today, as there's been a lot of damage, a lot of issues caused with the weather. So hopefully, wherever you're at listening to us right now, you are safe and secure. I do appreciate you checking in throughout the day right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930, as we try to keep you updated as best we can as far as the weather situation is concerned. So Virginia Tech, Marshall postponed. That hasn't been rescheduled just yet. I don't know when and if they'll be able to get back to that. But just as a programming note, we'll have baseball coming up on Friday. The Herd taking on Texas State. That's going to be part of our showcase. We carry a select number of games, and the next one coming up will be Friday. We'll have it for you right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. So with that out of the way, of course, softball canceled yesterday. So weather, the big story for at least the next few days when it comes to some of these other sports that, yeah, it's not like football. You just can't go out there and play in the elements the way you do in other sports. So I think that was a smart maneuver. I mean, right now it's kind of calm, at least through the Huntington area. It's a little calm, but we've got another band coming through. So please be careful. Of course, we're going to get into Marshall and Cornelius Jackson. The introductory press conference is coming up tomorrow. I'll be over at the Henderson Center in attendance. We're going to bring you that press conference live. We'll go on the air around 11:30 tomorrow. We'll carry the live stream of the events. For those of you who can't attend or you're unable to get to a computer, we've got you covered. You can just listen to it right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. And we're going to hear, of course, about Cornelius Jackson being the next head coach of Marshall basketball. We found out yesterday some details from the Board of Governors meeting. First up, the Board of Governors approving it. It's a three-year deal, a value of $450,000. It's going to be a base salary of $350,000. Then there'll be some incentives, some performance bonuses that could amount up to $100,000. There wasn't a national search. That was something we were curious about. Why wasn't there a national search? Well, part of that was, well, there was some speculation, and it came to be true, that Cornelius Jackson, and I think we touched on this quite a few times, he was the coach in waiting. There was a agreement in place, a private agreement in place, that he would be the next coach after Dan D'Antoni. So that has been honored. And there hasn't been any money sent to Dan D'Antoni. There's not a buyout. There's nothing paid, nothing owed to Dan D'Antoni. So we found out all of that information yesterday, and we'll find out more about Cornelius tomorrow. And I'm sure he's going to have a few challenges to deal with. First up, Jacob Connor entering the transfer portal. So another player leaving Marshall. He's got 2 years left of eligibility. He averaged last season about 6 points a game. He was out there for a while. he was able to bring you down about 5 rebounds, 6 points a game. Not much offensive firepower there. You're losing, but still, you know, you're going to have your work cut out for you as you try to rebuild this roster. And a lot is going to have to probably come from the transfer portal. How will Marshall, with a new coach, use the transfer portal? Will the Thundering Herd take more advantage of the opportunities? Will Marshall be aggressive? Are we going to load up with kids from the transfer portal and try to jumpstart this program? What are we going to see when it comes to Cornelius Jackson and the way he's going to approach running the Thundering Herd basketball team? Without talking to him, I would say you're probably going to have to hit the transfer portal hard. You're going to have to recruit, obviously, but you're still going to have to hit the transfer portal hard and try to put Marshall basketball back in a position where it's competitive and it's winning games. So how do we feel about where we're at now with basketball? We'll get the text line going, 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. There is a buyout clause in the deal. We know that. There is a buyout clause. So if this doesn't work out, there's an out. There's always going to be an out, but we do know that there is a deal. Will we need to get into that? I'm not sure. Is this a stopgap measure for Marshall basketball? Is Cornelius going to be able to break through and really take ownership of this program and make sure that the team is successful? Or is this going to be a transition? Ultimately, I think the way this team performs will dictate that. But if Coach Jackson can get things going and get this program to take off and be successful, win some tournament championships, maybe win regular season crown, get into the NCAA tournament, you know, some of those success metrics, I think he'll be fine as the head coach. No worries there. But if Marshall doesn't hit certain benchmarks, and I'm curious if there are certain benchmarks that have to be hit within a certain period of time, how long will Marshall wait to see success? What's the timetable for that success? Will it be the duration of the contract? Will it be less than the duration of the contract? You know, will Marshall go, okay, we're giving you the opportunity, good luck, but if maybe after a couple of seasons it doesn't appear to be working out, you know, will Marshall make a change again, or will he be allowed to play out the remainder of his contract? And we'll see. A lot of questions. Of course, we will be there tomorrow, and we're going to have that introductory press conference. That's coming up about 11:30 tomorrow, so if you can't make it or if you don't have the ability just to pull up your computer, video stream, whatever the case may be, we're going to have that for you here on the radio side. And, of course, you know, afterwards we'll talk about it here on the show tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to it, at least to hear what has to be said and, of course, what we can expect, at least what's the plan for Marshall basketball. Let's get you in. It's time to do that. We haven't done that in a few days, so I want to do that. Take advantage of it, please. Opportunity for you to talk about what's going on and to express your opinion. Have a voice in it today. 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Thanks for tuning in on this very gloomy day. I'm your host, Paul Swan, and this is The Drive on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
Our text line this hour is 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Welcome back to today's edition of The Drive here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Let's go back to our text line. First up, Pat wants to know in Huntington, how could there be nothing owed on the other coach when he had a 3-year contract? Keep in mind, and please don't take this as the gospel, but keep in mind that Dan D'Antoni was a state employee. So as a state employee, it's year to year. Anything that is over a year, it's got to be guaranteed, I believe, by the Big Green. So year-to-year employee. And however the contract was worded, Marshall did not have to pay out. And so when it came time to, okay, here's, and believe it, it wasn't a three-year consecutive deal. It was a year deal, year deal, year deal. Okay, after year one of this new extension, we're going to give you an opportunity to do it again. And then after that, we're going to possibly give you an opportunity to do it again. And so there wasn't a situation where you had to buy him out. Remember, there was a situation in which the athletic director comes in, the basketball team underperforms, and then Marshall's athletic director, Christian Spears, came on this program and explained, look, I'm going to give him an opportunity. I don't know him. I'm going to give him an opportunity, and I'm paraphrasing here. He's going to have an opportunity to come in, get this thing, you know, right. Again, I don't know him. I haven't had enough time to evaluate him. So what happens? Marshall has a pretty good season. Falls short of winning the regular season championship. Gets eliminated early from the Sun Belt Conference tournament. And so at least there was some progress being made. Progress did not happen this season. And so looks like the university decided it's time to part ways with Dan D'Antoni. And so there wasn't a buyout. There was no money. There was no money that was paid out. And that's the deal there. Now, and don't know all the details just yet of, you know, what the buyout will be for Cornelius Jackson. But, you know, you got to keep in mind, again, these are state employees. At the end of the day, Dan D'Antoni is a state employee, or was a state employee. Cornelius Jackson, a state employee. And so you can't have those 3-, 4-, 5-year deals. You can guarantee those through the Big Green, but you can't have those deals through the university like that. Texter wants to keep Ohio, Morehead State, and hopefully Western Kentucky on the schedule. That would be interesting to get Western Kentucky back on the schedule. Yeah, Morehead should be on the schedule. If you're looking for teams to play on a yearly basis, and I guess we're talking basketball here, since you mentioned Morehead, I would like to see Marshall play Ohio every year. I don't think you should do two games. You know, just do one every year. You know, either Marshall goes to Athens or Ohio comes to Huntington. It just should happen every year. And then Morehead should make sense as a team that Marshall should play. Now, this isn't one of those situations where Marshall should say, okay, you know, you got to come to Huntington for all these. I think Morehead State has had enough success and should be able to bring in the herd on a rotating basis on the road, come to Huntington. Marshall goes back, repays the visit. I like it. It's fun. It's a good series. It's close by. Fans can get to it. Not a bad series. I like it. And then there's Western Kentucky. Now, that's a haul. No worse than anything else, but that's a haul. You got to get into the travel log here and see how many miles you chart both ways. Do you do a yearly series with them and go back and forth? It's not like it was when Western Kentucky was a conference opponent. You saw them and then you would either travel back or, you know, you play host to them. I don't think you have the two-game series with them, but you definitely have at least on a yearly basis. So Western Kentucky, I'm on board with. I'm on board with Morehead State. I'm on board with Ohio. Is the schedule, though, going to be one of the things that maybe takes a look and you see, okay, you see more money games on the schedule? You have a new coach now. What's the philosophy going to be with the athletic department and the new coach? You know, will you have to take a couple more money games? Games that you might be competitive in, at the same time you might get killed in, you get murdered in. But you got to take that L to get some money to come into the program. What's that going to look like as far as the schedule's concerned? And, of course, you're trying to work your way to the point where you're competitive in those games, and you got to take a chance. But does that mean Marshall's going to travel to Kentucky more, take on the Wildcats? Maybe not on a yearly basis, but you know, there'll be an opportunity for Marshall to take more of those games. It's a money game. Does Marshall finally relent and goes to Morgantown and not one of those where we want a reciprocal game, we want a game coming back here, just go to Morgantown. Not even try the Capital Classic approach. That's not going to happen. Just go to Morgantown, play the game. You want to play the game, play the game. But you go to Morgantown, it's a bigger venue. Going to be a get a payout for it. Do you see that series resuming? New coaches? Could it resume with new coaches? You don't have the animosity there anymore. And I'm sure, you know, that's kind of faded over the years. But Dan D'Antoni, Bobby Huggins, you know, I don't think they were sending each other Christmas cards, to be fair. So do you see that series resuming maybe with new coaches? Could it resume? Do you want it to see it resume? That's the big question. Do you want to see it? I'd be okay with it, but I think you'd have to take that show on the road. You'd have to go to Morgantown. And I don't think that West Virginia would make the trip to Huntington. And I don't know if the Charleston Civic Center Coliseum is going to play host to that series anytime soon. I just don't think you can work that out. Yeah, I don't know how much animosity remains. You know, in other sports, they get along. Baseball, they get along fine. Soccer in conference, you have to play that. Tennis, yeah, there are sports in which the two programs definitely work together to benefit each other. But when it comes to the big money sports, football and basketball, you know, I just don't see how it's going to work out anytime soon. But there's that opportunity there now with a new coach. As Cornelius Jackson say, you know what, I don't care. We'll go. It's good. We'll go. Let's play it in Morgantown. Let's see what happens. Maybe we can work it out. We get them eventually in Huntington. I don't know. But let's just go play that game. I mean, that's a long-term thing. And that's not a question I'm going to look at him tomorrow and say, hey, coach, now that you're the new coach and there's a new coach in Morgantown, you're gonna try to play that series? Yeah, that's not my opening salvo tomorrow. It's not. But is that a possibility now? Do you see that maybe the schedule changes a little bit, maybe a little bit more diversity? You know, you try to play a little bit more of a challenging schedule. You take some lumps earlier, try to get better. You try to come up with an attractive schedule, find teams that will be attractive to bring them into Huntington. If you can, how do you entice a more attractive team to come into Huntington? Those are some of the questions I think long-term we're going to have to ask. You know, don't expect Ohio State to come into Huntington. Don't expect that. But, you know, will there be a team that you could possibly bring into Huntington that's willing to make that trip? Maybe a two-for-one deal. I don't know. You got to work it out. You got to negotiate a little bit. Like, okay, we'll come to Huntington, but you're going to owe us two games. We'll take more of your texts. 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. Some good stuff coming from the text line. More coming up on this edition of The Drive, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We continue on with today's edition of The Drive. It is Tuesday, April 2nd. I'm your host, Paul Swan. Thanks for tuning in. I want to remind you, coming up this week, we've got Marshall Baseball on Friday, and then we've got the Final Four coming up on Saturday. NC State taking on Purdue, Alabama, UConn, all that's coming up Saturday. We'll have it for you right here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. And, of course, we'll have the national championship as well. I am hoping, hate to say this, but I'm hoping that Purdue loses only because I don't want Purdue to have a shot at winning. Just to keep my bracket sort of intact, I might have a shot at finishing second. 1 point difference. A random game here or there. I could have possibly put myself in a position to finish first. But it's fun trying to pick these things out. And we've got NC State, Purdue. NC State's a feel-good story. Alabama playing some really good basketball right now. UConn, of course, they're a tough team. Always challenging. Should be a fun one. We've got all those games coming up. That Saturday, ESPN 94.1 and AM 930. Our coverage brought to you by Doghouse Beer Garden. Let's go back to our text line, and we're doing that at 304-396-TALK. Texter writes in and says, Paul, this isn't the first assistant coach we've hired with no record of winning. Anybody remember the name Billy Donovan or Dana Altman? They turned out okay. This one just happens to be homegrown. Let's give the guy a chance. I'm predicting great success for Corny. Go Herd. Is that really a hang-up for a lot of people that Marshall didn't conduct a national search and instead Marshall already had its next coach ready to go in the wings, coach in waiting? Is that really a hang-up for a few of you? I'm curious. Be honest with me. Is that something you would have liked to have seen Marshall do? Go out on a national search, try to find the right guy? Or do you think that maybe Marshall hiring within was the better decision? You've got a guy with a little continuity and familiarity with the program, familiarity with the players that remain. Going to have to hit the recruiting trail, going to have to hit the portal, trying to build this team back up. There's a lot that's going to have to change, of course, for Marshall basketball to be successful. And do you think that maybe we're going to see a different style of Marshall basketball and just really don't base it on what Dan D'Antoni did with Cornelius Jackson being his assistant? And, of course, keep in mind, there's more of a Greg White connection here than a Dan D'Antoni connection here with Coach Jackson. Keep that in mind as well. And I know over the years, I've really softened on Greg White. Maybe if he would have been allowed to participate in a couple NIT opportunities, this team might have had a little bit more success. But those are a couple good names. Billy Donovan, would love to see him stay longer at Marshall, but he went off to bigger and better things, won a couple of national championships. Dana Altman, he's had a tremendous career, definitely a consistent coach, successful wherever he goes. Back to our text line, 304-396-TALK. Texter says, Paul, I'd like to see some new teams on the schedule. Atlantic Sun, A-10, CAA, Big South, Southern, MVC. I'm tired of Duquesne. Three MAC schools. Teams like Indiana State, Evansville, St. Louis, DePaul, Stetson, College of Charleston, Butler. There are a lot of teams that would be somewhat close in distance and size. I mean, that's an attractive schedule right there. You were able to get some of those schools to come into Henderson Center or just get them on the schedule. That would be a really competitive schedule. Maybe I should put you in charge of booking the schedule here. Who wouldn't want to see some of those games? I think that would be cool. You get some of those teams to come into the Henderson Center and maybe get a series going. I'd like to see some variety. I like to see competitive and some variety. Now, I know ultimately the challenge here is to get fans to show up to support Marshall. Doesn't really matter the opponent, and it shouldn't. It doesn't matter the opponent. You're going to support Marshall. So I'm going to be at least on that bandwagon. Doesn't matter. Marshall could be playing, I don't know, Marshall could be playing Huntington High. You know, Coach Huff likes to reference them now and then. Huntington High could be on the schedule, and Marshall's playing Huntington High. I'm going to go see it. But, no, I see what you're saying, and I agree with it. There should be some challenging opponents. There should be some good, close opponents. You know, you shouldn't have to drive by a lot of schools to get to a lot of other schools. I mean, if you can get to it, you should be able to maybe work out a deal. But, yeah, Indiana State, you could travel to Indiana State. Evansville, sure. St. Louis, I mean, who wouldn't want to go play St. Louis? DePaul, yeah. You play Butler. There are some teams that would be comparable school-wise, size-wise, travel-wise would be good as well. Give you a little bit of diversity. I've never been a fan of those global sports classic challenges, you know, where you play the three teams and then you go on the road to the bigger school that's playing host to everybody. I wasn't a big fan of those. If you're going to go play in a tournament, go play in a tournament that actually has some interesting competition. And, of course, they could be saying the same thing about you. Like, yeah, why are we in this tournament with Marshall? So Marshall's going to have to work its magic, try to build up the program credibility, be successful. You don't want to be that program which you don't have any benefit of playing. You want to be a school that's good. You want to be a school that you get some value for beating. But at the same time, you know you're going to get a good matchup, and there's some benefit to playing that school. Win or lose, there's some benefit there. You want to try to build the program to that point. You know, you don't want to be just, and that's an easy win. I mean, that might help. That might help in the short term. Like, okay, that's an easy win. We can get them on the schedule here. But at the same time, I think Marshall's going to have to build up the credibility of the program. Be attractive. Be an attractive opponent. So there's some value. If you play Marshall, there's some value in the matchup. Texter writes in and says, Paul, that was a smart move to have a coach in waiting. Marshall basketball is on a solid foundation. Does not need a total reset. Soft reboot, maybe. Not a total reset, but it's maybe a soft reboot. I think there are some things that are going to have to change. Transfer portal is going to be a big one for me, only because it's here. Marshall is going to have to learn to live with it, adjust to it, work with it, adapt to it, be interactive with it. The transfer portal is here. You're going to have to use it, and you're going to have to work it, and you're going to have to understand it. And so that's a big one for me. That's got to change. First and foremost. Second of all, I do agree. I think the schedule could use, I don't want to say a complete overhaul, but diversify it a little bit more. And maybe, again, as I leaned into, you might have to take a couple of bigger games, big money games. You might have to take it. Short-term gains, long-term gains, you're going to have to maybe schedule one or two of those. Opportunity, see where you're at. So that means you're going to have to go and play Kentucky now and then if you can work out a deal. You're going to have to take that road trip, get that money game. Does that mean you're going to have to go on the road sometime and maybe play Louisville? Yep, you're going to have to make that move. At the same time, I would look at some of the Virginia schools as well. I would try to keep my money game or money games close as I possibly could. And at the same time, I don't want to kill my team. Let's not go and send my team out to get just utterly slaughtered. When you play Kentucky, you know that's a money game. But let's go and play some reasonable teams that are money games that maybe Marshall's got a shot any given night. Maybe you play Virginia Tech. Maybe you play Virginia. I mentioned Louisville. Maybe you play Louisville. Get them on the schedule. Earlier, Texter said, hey, I want to get Western Kentucky back on the schedule. Yeah, you got to take some of those games as well. I think you would do that. I would take, honestly, I'd take Western Kentucky over Memphis right now or Middle Tennessee. I would stay a little closer as far as a few of those games. Teams you have familiarity with. I don't know if I'm going to play some of the MAC schools every year, but at the same time, I'm playing Ohio. I play Ohio every year if I have that opportunity. I'd like to see Marshall play Miami of Ohio. I go back to having a fondness for that rivalry. That might not be what you have a fondness for, but I would like that one. But Ohio's definitely a game you have to have. Morehead State, you got to have that one. I don't see why you don't. And you want to throw in Western Kentucky, I like that as well too. But I think you're going to have to branch out a little bit more. You're going to have to make some changes to a degree. And you're going to have to put together an attractive schedule, but some of those games, you're just going to get crushed. And those will be my money games. A lot of those games, I want to make sure that I have an opportunity to be competitive in and that I can win. I don't know if I'm going to have too many games that are padding my schedule because it doesn't do anything for you. Doesn't do anything for you. Texter writes in and says, plenty of Power 5 teams nearby. Basketball upsets are more common. Oakland just beat Kentucky. And yes, Oakland did beat Kentucky because Kentucky is built for March. I just don't know which March. And that's going to happen. And that's what I love about basketball. There are opportunities. You don't have to be a power school to have a good basketball team. Now, when it gets down to the Final Four, it does help, but there's always an opportunity for a team to sneak in and make some noise. Now, will one of these lower-level teams win the national championship? You can't say no to it. But, yeah, there are some teams that are close by. Texter says, Paul, maybe with the two new coaches and Huggins and Dan out of the way, we can finally get West Virginia Marshall back together on the basketball court. I think it would be a good matchup. I don't know if my friends who are Mountaineer supporters would agree with me. That's okay. That's fine. But I think part of the holdup was West Virginia doesn't want to come down to Huntington and play Marshall at the Henderson Center. Marshall of the mindset of, look, you know, we're not this, you can just buy us out type of school here. You know, you got to, you know, treat us as equals here. I don't know if the state capitol is going to ever be the battleground again for this. And I think if you're going to schedule this game, it needs to be scheduled in a spot on the schedule that makes sense. I don't think you have it in the middle of the conference season. I would not do that. So I'm not going to cater to the state legislature. Game doesn't go in the middle of my conference schedule. I would play it early, maybe play it before the end of conference. I would have it somewhere, but I wouldn't have it interrupt my conference schedule because once I'm in conference, I'm in conference. That's what I want to focus on. And so how do you make that work? And do you get over the hang-up of, oh, well, we're not coming to Huntington. Well, we're not going to come to Morgantown every year. You got to come down to Huntington at least once so often. And you got to look at where the programs are right now. West Virginia, Marshall, not exactly on top of the basketball world at this moment. There's a lot of buzz surrounding the West Virginia program, though. And at the same time, you got an opportunity to play a Big 12 school. That's what they are. It's a really good conference. And it could be a money game. I would throw that in. Okay, it fits my criteria. You got to play a game. It's a money game. Well, play that game. Maybe you don't play it every year. Or do you want to see that one? You want to see that one every year. Is there an opportunity to get those two programs together? Now, of course, again, baseball is a little different. You can get away with that. You've got the game in Charleston. You've got the game in Huntington. You have the game in Morgantown. And maybe in a few years, Marshall baseball will be competitive enough where it's going to be a game. It's going to be a series. You've got that. Soccer, as I mentioned, that's going to be played, you know, either in Morgantown or in Huntington. Some of the other sports get along and can do it. It's just football and basketball. Football, I don't see happening anytime soon. Basketball is the only other avenue I think there might be a possibility. But you might not even want to deal with that. That's another question there. You mean, does the athletic department want to go and deal with that aggravation every year? Because let's be fair, the Mountaineers and the Thundering Herd fan bases don't get along when it comes to this. Day to day in life, in real life, and we're all fine. But yeah, you get territorial here. Oh, no. It gets ugly. Some of my best friends in life are Mountaineer fans. Some of the nicest people who have ever been to me are Mountaineer fans. So it's not a thing for me. Texter says, the only way that the, quote, scared ears, end quote, is to do a one-for-one or one-for-two each year. They think they're upper echelon, but look how they've done as well. They're in a tough league. Big 12's tough. They're in a tough league right now. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. That's a tough league that they compete in. How would Marshall fare in the Big 12? Now, if Marshall was a Big 12 team, that would mean Marshall would have to have Big 12 resources, which I don't think Marshall would be able to pull off right now. But I like the matchup. I think it's a fun matchup. I will concede the point that some don't agree with me, and that's fine. We can agree to disagree here. Texter writes in and says, Paul, I don't foresee West Virginia coming to Marshall anytime soon. Played the game in Charleston very early in the season so that it draws attention to both teams at a time when most are focused on football. I'm okay with that. As long as it's not in conference, I'm okay with that. And again, I never really liked having it scheduled where it would just interrupt my conference flow. And of course, yeah, you wanted to tie that in with state lawmakers being there. I don't think you have to do that. I get it, but you don't have to do that. I would think you just play the game. Play the game. Have it on the schedule. You don't have to make it the Friends of Cole Bowl. You don't have to make it anything else. The way we tried to make the football game something and the way you made the basketball game something, you don't have to do all of that. Just play the game if you're going to play it. You don't have to have all of these extra modifiers on it. Just play the game. Let the game speak for itself. You want to play at a neutral location? The two programs can agree to that? Sure, play it. Or you go to Morgantown, you take it as a money game. You play it every now and then. Maybe you can work a two-for-one. Like, look, okay, we get it. Coliseum is much bigger than the Henderson Center. We get it. There's money to be made here. Let's do that. Let's make money. More texts coming up. 304-396-TALK. 304-396-8255. This is The Drive, ESPN 94.1 at AM 930.
This is The Drive with Paul Swan on ESPN 94.1 FM and AM 930.
We got a few minutes to clear up some texts. Let's get to those now. We'll do that at 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. First up, texter wrote in and said, Paul, I would rather see West Virginia women versus Marshall women. I want to see those teams play once each year on campus. I think it would attract statewide interest. I think that is where I would start. That's a good idea. I would love to see the two programs play. Right now, the Marshall women's basketball team is having a tremendous resurgence. I think the West Virginia team, we can all agree, gave Caitlin Clark everything that she and her squad could handle. And if you watch the game, you might have thought they probably should have won that game. So I think that would be a great series. I would love to build a relationship between those two programs and have that be something that we can look to yearly. It would be great. I like it. I'm on board with that. That's a great idea. Thank you for that. Texter says, okay, this is funny. I'll read it. Paul, I tried to buy a license plate with our state animal, the black bear. Not available. Huggy Bear is gone. Okay, that's good. I like it. I allow it. 304-396-TALK, 304-396-8255. That's our number to be a part of today's show and every day. Don't forget, tomorrow we're going to head over to the Henderson Center. We'll be on the air with the presser about 11:30. So as soon as that begins, we'll go on the air with that and give you an opportunity to to hear the presser, since I'm sure a lot of you can't go or are unable to watch it tomorrow, where it's going to be live stream. So we're going to give you another option, and then we'll be back right here at 5 o'clock to talk all about it here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930, as Cornelius Jackson will be introduced as the next men's basketball coach at Marshall University. And, of course, we'll be able to kind of get a feel for where he's at to begin, what's the program going to possibly look like under his leadership, what's going to stay the same, what's going to change, what's going to be maybe a pleasant surprise, any compromises. Yeah, I hope that with him being the head coach, that he's given the opportunity to truly shape the program in his image. Give him the opportunity to shape the program in a way that is reflective of the program he wants to run. And I hope that that opportunity is afforded to him, because it's fair. If he's going to be the coach, let him be the coach. That means let him run the... Now, I would have some benchmarks in place, and this is what we need from you. This is what we require. And I think all of that's already in place. This is what we expect from you. This is what we require from you. This is where we're heading as a program, direction-wise. How do you get us there? What's that path look like? You're in charge now. Busy day tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Hope you're all safe. Enjoy the rest of your evening. I'll be back with you tomorrow here on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.